Friends, we are going to be beginning our Shi'urim Yirtzeh Hashem in union of Korbanos Musafim. L'schus Rabbi Amar Ben Marasi Sheyichyu, L'schus Mordechai Elihu Ben Yosef HaLevi, L'schus Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, L'schus Moshe Ben Peshedina, and based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu HaGoyim Rabbi Levi Minsberg Zatzal. From the very fact that there's a tzivui to add a korban on special days, it would appear, apparently, that the kedusha of the day and the chashivus of the day require us to add a korban. And if so, it should be that the number of korbanos musaf should be lefi kedusha sayom chashivuso. And the more the day is more chashuv and more mekudush, so too there will be more musaf. And therefore the kasha is that on Shabbos, that the kedusha of Shabbos is more severe than of all the moadin. Ha'onash ha'mechala was chamer mikulam chamegil chav beiz amid beiz ayin sham. The korban musaf is nevertheless the least number of all the korbanos musaf. And they're even fewer than the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So why do we have the fewest korbanos musaf on Shabbos, which is the holiest of days? Another kasha that in the parashas musaf min Pinchos, and in the musafei hamoadim ha'asurim ba'asiyat malacha, it says in the Torah that they are mikroi kodesh and asurim ba'asiyas malacha. Whereas in the musaf of Shabbos, it doesn't mention at all that it's a mikro kodesh and Aser Basias Malacha. Now Shabbos is Tchiluhu L'Mikroi Kodesh, like we say in the Nusach of Kiddush, and like we say in the Parashas Moedim and Emor, Moedei Hashem Asher Tikrosa Mikroi Kodesh U'Biyom Ashvi Shabbos Shabbos Mikroi Kodesh Kom Malacha Lo Yisasu. So why by the Musaf of Shabbos does it not mention the Isur of Asiyas Malacha and that it's a Mikroi Kodesh? Mitzad Sheni, we have to understand that in the Parashas HaMoedim and Emor, it says that there's a mitzvah lahakriv isha l'Hashem amoyadim. Rashi says v'kraftim isha hey ma musaf ma amurim b'parshas Pinchas. Those are the musafim that are said in Parshas Pinchas, and it's mashav the mitzvah akrabas isha that's said here is the mitzvah's korban musaf that is stated in Pinchas. And we have to understand that by Shabbos, where it also has a korban musaf, it doesn't say that there is a mitzvah lahakriv isha l'Hashem. Only by the Moadim it's a mitzvah l'hakriv isha l'Hashem, but it doesn't say that by Shabbos. And the question is, why not? We also have to understand that in Parashas Emor, on Chag HaShavuos, it doesn't say v'hikraftem isha l'Hashem like it says by the other Moadim, but rather it says v'hikraftem al alechem shivas kvosim t'mimim. And that's the mitzvah of hakrovas korbanos chag haShavuos al shtei alechem. We see in the Gemara in Menachos and daf mem hei amud beis ayin sham that this is not the mitzvah of korbanos hamusaf, and we have to understand that the musaf of chag haShavuos is not mentioned as the other musafim of the other moadim are mentioned over here ayin svas emes sham b'menachos. Meidach, we have to understand that it mentions by Shavuos the korbanos she'enon korbanos hamusaf, in other words, the korbanos haboim al halechem v'imyesh inyan lahazkir she'ar korbanot hakrivim b'moadim hayelo lahazkir gam b'yom ha'kippurim et ha'korbanot shel avodat hayom. On Shavuos, we bring the korbanos that aren't musaf, the korbanos that are boas al halechem. So if we're mentioning the other korbanos, so why then by Yom Kippur does it not say the special Yom Kippur korbanos that are avodas hayom, just like we have the korbanos that are special for Chag HaShavuos? So we should also mention the korbanos that are special for avodas hayom. Why it only mentions the musaf, but it doesn't have by the moadim, but it doesn't mention their other korbanos? So why by Yom Kippur don't we mention their korbanos of avodas hayom? That we find in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Zayin, ubichlal. It's hard to understand the repeating the parashas hamusafim in Pinchas and in Emor. We already have the parasha of musafim in Pinchas. Why in Emor does it also have to mention the musafim when it says v'kraftem isha? Why mention it again? Rashi kotev, הם המוספים אומרים פרשת פנחס, ולמה נאמרו כאן? אומר לך שאין המוספים מעכבים זה את זה. So why is it mentioned here to tell you the Musafim are ma'akev each other, like we dash in the Sefri and Pinchas, or Shalom Matzaparim Bechule, Yachol O Yaakov Ad Shekulam, Talmud Loim Evri Kraftim Isha Afilu Echad Mehem, Ukein Zeh Betaris Kohanim Bishinu Lashon. So Milashon Rashi Nira'a Bepashtut, Shehakavana Shekedei Lomar Lecha, Sheinu Musafim Me'akvim Zeh Et Zeh, Chazra Torah Veshanta Kan, Mitzvat Akrabat Musafim Umoadim Belashon V'Kraftim Isha Lashem. ולא מבואר מה העניין דרשה זו לכאן, מה העניין יש בדין זה דווקא שאין המוספים מעכבים זה את זה לכותבו כאן שפרדי דיני המוספים היה לו לכתוב במקומה בפרשת המוספים בפנחס. So Rashi is telling us, like we have in the Sifri, it says in the Sifri, let's say you don't find parim, you don't have all the parim that you need for the musaf. So I might think that you shouldn't be makom until you have all of them. No. It says in Parashas Emor, V'kraftim isha, even one. Even one is enough. So it's not ma'akev. Say, Deborah, why does this drush in Parashas Emor? Put the drush in Parashas Pinchas, where we talk about the musafim. What's it doing here? Not only that, why does it have to say it by every moed? Say it by one moed, and then we'll learn the other moedim, that the musafim are ma'akev zezeh. Like we have in the Sifri, that on Chag HaShavuos, even though it doesn't say V'kraft HaMisha, it doesn't mention the Musafim, Nilmad Mishara Moadim, it's learned from the other Moadim that the Musafim are Makiv Zezeh. So just write it by one of the Moadim and then you'll learn to all the other Moadim. Everything will be cool. So those are our kashas that we'd like to deal with in this year. And we have a lot to say, Marav Rabbi Yisai. Musaf is a big topic. אז נראה ביור פרשיות אלו כך. שבעצם שתי פרשיות אלו, these two parshias, parshas המוספין, that's stated in Pinchas, and parshas המויידים, that's stated in Emor, these two parshias are completely different. Parshas המוספין in Pinchas, the inyan is, the mitzvahs הקורבנויס לכל יום. וקביעת סדר ומספר הקורבנות המחויבים בכל יום ויום מימות השנה ובכלל זה ימי השבתות, ימי ראשי חודשים וימי המועדים ופירוט דיני המוספים המועדים פרטים מהם במצוות הקורבנות לכל יום. Pinchas tells us about the mitzvah of korbanos every day. We have the korban tamid there. You also have Korbanos of Shabbos, Shchodesh, Moyadim. So telling us about the Musafim is also included in that. It's telling us the various days when we bring Korbanos. So the Musafim are a prat, are a detail of the general mice of Korbanos, that you have to bring Korbanos every day. And in the days of the Moedim, so that on those days you bring those Korbanos, Rosh Chodesh, you bring those Korbanos, Shabbos, you bring those Korbanos. That's what Pinchas is telling you about the mitzvah of Korbanos b'lechol yom. Which days are chayvin Korbanos? Like it says at the end of the parsha, by Midbar 29:39, Elu tasu l'Hashem b'moadechem perush shenem malkan l'sikum parshat haKorbanot hayomim. Elu Korbanot Elu, these Korbanos you should do for Hashem on your Moadim. After we do the Korbanos Yomim, so then we also have the Korbanos of the Moadim. Whereas, in Parshas HaMoyadim Be'emor, there the Inyan is the mitzvah of Moadim, where Koveya, the Mikra Kodesh, and the Dinim, like we say at the beginning of the Parsha, Elu Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh. Mitzvat HaKravat HaYishe B'Moadim HaAmura Be'emor, Dinu b'mitzvat ha-mo'ed u'mikra kodesh shebo. So the isha of Emor is a din, it's a prat in the mitzvah of the mo'ed of the mikra kodesh. In other words, in Pinchas we're learning about the karbanos. In Emor we're learning about the kedusha of the day, and part of the kedusha of the day is to bring karbanos. Part of the mitzvah of the mo'ed is to bring the karbanos. וזה מה שכתוב בסוף הפרשה. אלה מועדי השם אשר תקרו אותם ממקרי קודש להקריבי של השם. And this is the מועדים. There's a mitzvah והקובץ היא של השם. And the parsha of Musafim in Pinchas is a hemshech to the parsha of Tmidim in Pinchas. And the union is to be makriv b'shabbosus u'b'rosh echadashim of Moadim on additional carbon on top of the carbon tamid shebechol yom that was said earlier in the parsha. And this carbon's musaf because it's a hisafa. And this parsha has nothing to do with the parsha of Moadim and Emor. Not telling us dine Moadim, it's telling us dine Karbanos. These are the days where we have Karbanos. Some days have special Karbanos, some days have regular Karbanos. Every day is regular Karbanos. And these days have special Karbanos. That's what Pinchas is telling us. And in Emor, it's telling us about the Moadim. Okay, so that is, Baruch Hashem, an eye-opening to our series on the Karban Musaf. Okay, so please stay tuned, and we will mirza Hashem go weiter b'lineder and see niflaot gidolot mitorat Hashem mitbarach. Toda rabba shekshavtem, and mirza Hashem, we shall continue b'lineder. Shalom, shalom.